the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsak wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbak وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing the part of the supplication where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك. O Allah, I seek nearness to you through remembrance of you, and I seek intercession from you with yourself. Regarding intercession, we talked about its meaning and we concluded that in the Holy Quran and traditions, there are many cases mentioned as the intercessors of the hereafter. For example, righteousness, belief, repentance, prophets, imams and martyrs, and even the Holy Quran itself, they have all been mentioned as the intercessors. Now let's have a look at some of the verses of the Holy Quran introducing the intercessors of hereafter. The Holy Quran in chapter Ma'idah says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. To those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, Allah has promised forgiveness and a great reward. As you can see, in this verse, the Holy Quran is introducing the good deeds as the intercessors, as one of the intercessors, to be precise, on the day of resurrection. Of course, it is very clearly mentioned in this verse that it has two conditions. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and do righteous deeds. Okay, so belief, as we said, is one of the intercessors itself. And of course, it is a condition for all the other intercessors of يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Let's have a look at one of the traditions regarding one of the other intercessors of يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Muawiyah ibn Wahab says, I heard Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدُ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ وَسَتَرَ عَلَيْهِ. If a servant repents sincerely, Allah would love him and cover his faults in the world and hereafter. يُنْسِي مَلَكَيْهِ مَا كَانَ يَكْتُبَانِ عَلَيْهِ وَيُوحِي إِلَى جَوَارِحِهِ وَإِلَى بِقَاعِ الْأَرْضِ أَنْ أُكْتُمِي عَلَيْهِ ذُنُوبَهِ فَيَلْقَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ وَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ يَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. This servant will meet Almighty Allah while he has nothing as his burdens.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. O Allah, I ask you, begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. O Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
Muawiyah ibn Wahab says, I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, how will Almighty Allah cover his faults and sins? Imam alayhi salam replied, he will make the two angels in charge of that servant forget all about his sins they have recorded, and will reveal to his body organs to do so. So, dear listeners, these are, as you may already know, the witnesses of the day of resurrection, and the Almighty Allah is saying that if the true servant repents sincerely, I will make these witnesses forget the faults of that servant. Imam alayhi salam continues, so the servant would meet Allah while there is no record of his sins. Let us end our discussion regarding intercession with a tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, إِذَا الْتَبَسَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْفِتَنُ كَقِتَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. When calamities surround you like the darkness of night, seek refuge in Quran. فَإِنَّهُ شَافِعٌ مُشَفِّعٌ. Quran is an intercessor whose intercession would be accepted. وَمَا حِلٌ مُصَدِّقٌ. And it is a complainer whose complaint would be confirmed. Many traditions are mentioned in Biharul Anwar and other valuable tradition books, to which you, dear listeners, can refer if you want to know more about the different cases of intercession in the Day of Resurrection. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.